Thank you for calling the Independent Office for Police Conduct. Your call may be recorded for protection, information, and training purposes. We are committed to ensuring that your personal information is secure. To make sure that the information we collect about you is kept safe, we have put appropriate steps in place. For more information about how we handle and use your information, including how long we keep it, please visit our website at www.policeconduct.gov.uk/privacy-notice. Or you can request a leaflet with the privacy notice on this line when you speak to our IOPC advisor. If you would like advice about how to make a complaint or you have a general inquiry about the complaints process, please press 1.
Thank you. You will now be transferred to customer service.
Good morning, through to the IOPC. Helen speaking. Can I take your name, please?
My name Simon, Mr. Simon Paul Cordell, Cordell.
Thank you. Have you been in contact with us before?
I've had dealings with yourselves.
Have you got a reference number with us at the moment?
I can't remember one off the top of my head. I'd have to go through my case paperwork. I've got a fresh CAD number that I've just spoke to the Metropolitan Police on the phone for, and they've told me that they've passed over a case. They've passed over my whole caseload to you, everything that I'm dealing with. They've gave me a CAD number for that and a date that they've passed this over to you. They've told me now to contact you. I have an official website that's live, and I'd like to be able to give an assistant that website now. And it's got a load of police officers' details, recordings of them telling me that I've been robbed and everything down the phone. It's got evidence that they're holding me hostage in my house for 9 years with no first-hand witnesses and no nothing. They falsified all of the paperwork and their timestamps go backwards and everything. I would like somebody to be able to deal with this as a matter of emergency. And
we have no remit in the criminal matters, but if the force are saying that they've referred a complaint, if you made a police complaint about the way you've been treated by the
police, that's correct.
Are you saying that they've referred it to us?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Can you just confirm your address for me, please?
109 Burncroft Avenue. I have problems here because there might be a conflict of work of interest, because one of the IOPCs, I've noticed that there's a lot of fraud and investigations going on with inside of your department internally already, and I've already had a case that's just ongoing with the IOPC, and it was dealt with inefficiently, and I've not fully put that up in the website yet, so there isn't a conflict of work yet, but this is what one of my previous cases that you've dealt with, and all of the work of the employee is going to be all put onto the internet as well. And
okay, well, I'm just having a look on the system what we've got at the moment, and I can't see anything recent in terms of referrals. But what I'll put you through to the team who will be aware if a referral has been made.
I'd appreciate that, madam.
Metropolitan Police that should have referred it.
Yes, that's 100% correct. Yeah. I've got that on recording.
Okay. All right, bear with me. I'm just going to put you through to that department.
Thank you. Hello, Sack. My name's Mr. Simon Cordell, and I was hoping that you're having a good day, really.
Okay, yes, fine.
Okay.
How can I help?
Basically, do you have access to Google, may I ask?
Sorry?
Do you have access to Google, may I ask? I've got a case number that I've been given. I've had lots of bond dealings with the IOPC in the past, and they was dealing with one of my cases where I have recordings of a police officer saying that he's going to set me up. The IOPC, through time, brushed the complaint away. And I've got the evidence which is 100% condemning that this should have happened, what should have happened, and I shouldn't have took losses due to that. Ongoing to that case, I'm now, as of today, being held hostage in my house by the Metropolitan Police. I'm on a 9-year curfew, And what that curfew is supposedly for is the organisation of illegal raves. Now, if something's illegal, I'm sure that you would come to the understanding, as well as any other person would, you must be arrested. I never got arrested for something that's illegal, and if anyone checked my criminal record, you would not find the organisation of illegal raves on my criminal record. The reason that this is so is that they put an ASBO injunction on me, falsified the paperwork, the police did, all of the timestamps are wrong, to their 999 call CAD centre. When the police were under oath in the court, they were asked when they created the folder, did they only put one event in it on a certain date? When really they scrubbed out all, redacted all of the information for the names of the roads and left the X to Y locations in the crimits by mistake. Now the X to Y locations.
If I could just stop you there, I just don't want you to have to repeat yourself twice with this.
Okay.
Have you made a complaint to the police force?
I've made over 400 complaints to the police force over the last 5 years while they've been holding me, and they're telling me down the phone that I'm a black bastard and I've been robbed. I've recorded all of the recordings and I've put them up in a website called horrificcorruption.com. Now, I'd like one of you to go to horrificcorruption.com.
What I'm just trying to advise you is you're through to the team here that deals with appeals. So if you've been given an appeal right by the police force following an investigation into your complaint, or if they've chosen, they've sent you a letter saying they're not going to record your complaint, then you can submit an appeal to us.
I just would like to speak to any person in this department that can deal with police officers refusing to act on the Efficiency Act 1999 2003 or within their whistleblowing policies or any of their cabinet's policies. I've got police officers down the phone now and I've got all of them recorded.
What I'm going to have to do then, Mr. Cordell, is I'm going to have to put you back through to our customer contact centre.
Okay, that's possible.
We would deal with here in the administration team.
Okay, well, I'd appreciate that.
I'll put you through.
As long as I just get through to the correct person, thank you.
Simon Cordell.
Yes, that's correct.
And how is it we can help today?
I've been passed back through, I believe, to the customer services because I was trying to get somebody that can create a case with me and go through it and the evidence that I have in regards to it. And I basically got transferred to a department and they believed that they can only deal with appeals only. And they said that I need to be transferred back through to yourselves and transferred to the correct department.
Can I just take your address, please?
Do you have Google available to yourselves?
Google?
Yeah.
We can use Google if we need to.
Would you like to check a website out? I'll tell your staff to check a website out called horrificcorruption.com. And it's got
all we're here to do, basically, in this particular department is advise you on the process or where you're up to on the process. So as far as looking into or investigating a complaint, it actually has to go through the professional standards department first. So, you know, by all means, I can advise you of where you need to go and how you need to put your complaint through to them. But looking into or investigating anything, that's unfortunately not what we do.
Yeah, well, in your own personal time, do you feel too? Because a sex scandal was caused in mine and my partner's name, where they said that I'd done something to cover up a load of missing signatures and timestamps and what a load of police officers were doing to me. There's loads of recordings of the police officers me making over 200 calls asking them to protect me and that, and they're telling me I'm a black bastard, I've been robbed down the phone, I've got all the recordings online, horrificcorruption.com. So even if for your own personal use, maybe just to go there and have a look, it's something good, power for the people sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, is it possible to speak to somebody then that can actually deal with this then and start writing down some notes and actually doing an investigation, please?
Well, it's the Professional Standards Department of the force. You're going to have to put your complaint into writing first.
The complaint is in writing. It's in a website, and I'd just like to know who I've got to forward that website to, and that person can use the digital website from this second on. There's an official report already drafted up inside the website, and I can give the person access so they can just help me finish out filling out the rest. Every day from 2012 of my life is there, and every official correspondent and every official recording, brand new PDF books of all the case files. Everything is built ready to go for your case handlers to be able to handle.
Okay, it won't come to us, it goes to the Professional Standards.
I thought that's who I am speaking to, the Professional Standards, is that not? Who am I actually speaking to?
Every police force in England and Wales have a Professional Standards.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And who am I actually speaking to then? Because that's who I phoned, the IOPC.
Yeah, we're a separate body, we're independent of the police.
Yeah, you are the IOPC, yes?
Yes. And we're here just to oversee that the Professional Standards deal with the complaints
efficiently.
Yeah, and in line with the legislation.
They've been telling me that I'm robbed down the phone and that they don't give a damn and that they're holding me for 9 years. They forgot to even arrest me, yeah? And then 25 coppers went to court. None of them would bring any witnesses to court. I was asking them, can you bring... They've all done this to somebody else at the same time when they were doing it to me, a sex scandal. I can't even walk down the street right now without getting spat at because of the lies they've spread, yeah? I never had nothing wrong with me. I've never argued with my partner in my whole life. My partner's in danger with the child as well right now. I can't leave my house. I'm on a 9-year curfew. They've just put a possession order in, then 3 more injunction orders on top of an ASBO, and I've proved that they've falsified all of the cases. I've won them all at the courts. The judges are telling them to do an out-of-court settlement with me, and they're refusing to deal with it and leaving the people still working in their companies. Yeah, this isn't fair, what's happening. I'm still, no one would call an emergency application. They've run around with the company credit card and they've spent hundreds of grand in real life on asking for me to pay custodial fees, pay for all the court fees and everything. You should see the damage. We might go through it with somebody, I could show the damage that they've really caused. I'm phoning up everybody correctly and they just tell me, you're a black bastard, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do, spitting down the phone at me and all of that. That's not fair, I shouldn't be treated like that. All I've asked for them to do is notice that they falsified the paperwork, all their timestamps go backwards to their call centres, that I'm not the right colour skin.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is the police. The police and the Enfield Council together.
You need to get this information to the right place.
Yeah, who is that?
Which police force is it?
The Edmonton Police Force it was, but the Borough Commander, Jane Johnson, got fired throughout this, and now she's somehow working back in Westminster. They've shut Edmonton Police Station down there, and Wood Green Police Station deals with it all. Well, Edmonton Police Station don't hold custodial no more.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll give you the email address for the place that you need to email your complaint to. Have you got a pen and paper ready?
Yeah, of course, madam.
Yeah. So it's DPS.
DPS.
D for Delta.
Yeah.
For Papa, S for Sierra. Mailbox. That's mailbox.
Yeah. Got that.
That's one word, yeah. DPS mailbox. And then a hyphen or a middle dash.
Okay.
Then a dot.
Dot.
Then it's CST, which is C for Charlie, S for Sierra, T for Tango.
Okay.
At. M-E-T.
M-E-T, Met.
Yeah, for Met. Dot.
Dot.
P-N-N, that's P for Papa, N for November, N for November.
Okay.
Dot police, dot UK.
Dot police, dot K, dot UK, okay. Okay, well, you have a good day in there.
Okay, thank you. That's
all right.
Cool today.
All right, thank you.
Bye.